What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, we return to one of our very special wells. That's right, good old Maskistan. Boy, Maskistan never disappoints. Now, of course, this article was sent to us by the illustrious Neo the Outflanker, and it was published on the 28th of March. Techie offlines his wife in Bengaluru, stuffs her carcass into a suitcase, consumes phenol. Wow, he stuffed her into a suitcase. Well, I guess she took that final trip to the underworld. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Bengaluru police have arrested a man who allegedly offlined his wife, stuffed her carcass into a suitcase, and fled to Pune. The accused, identified as Rakesh, from Maharashtra, was tracked down using cell detail records and taken into custody by the Satara police. Police said Rakesh consumed a poison-like substance and confessed to the offlining. He was immediately admitted to the hospital, and he is currently undergoing treatment. The crime came to light when Rakesh reportedly called his wife's parents and confessed to the termination. The victim, 32-year-old Gauri Anil Sambhakar, had a background in mass media and communication. She was unemployed and staying home, while Rakesh worked as a project manager at Hitachi. Damn, that's a pretty good position. The couple, originally from Maharashtra, had been living in, wow, I can't even begin to pronounce this, so we're going to skip that, under Hulimavu police station limits for the past 2 months. As per police sources, Rakesh and Gauri frequently argued, and there were reports that she had physically assaulted him during fights. Let's go ahead and put a pin right there. On March 26th, a heated argument escalated, leading to Rakesh stabbing Gauri in the stomach and then slitting her throat. He then packed her carcass into a suitcase and left it in the bathroom before escaping to Pune. Deputy Commissioner of Police, Southeast, Sarah Fatima, revealed that police initially received a call at around 5:30 p.m., reporting a suspected hanging case. Quote unquote, when our police inspector reached the house, it was locked. After gaining entry, they found a suitcase in the bathroom. That's when we realized it was an offense. The FSL team opened the suitcase and discovered a woman's carcass with injury marks all over, she said. Authorities attempted to trace Rakesh, but he was missing. Investigators tracked his location through CDR and alerted Pune police, who arrested him. A team from Hulimavu police traveled to Pune to bring him back to Bengaluru for further investigation. Quote unquote, the carcass was not cut into pieces. It was intact. The exact nature of injuries will be confirmed after the post-mortem report, DCP Fatima added. The case is still under investigation as police work to uncover further details and establish the full motive behind the crime. Well, well, well. I can give a pretty good motive for the crime. The fact that it is known that she was physically assaulting him during those fights, during those arguments. Which, once again, gentlemen, goes right back to what I always say. You never know what's happening behind closed marital doors. Yes, there are, in fact, husbands who are being abused physically. But what does society tell men? Suck it up. We don't care. You need to go out and be a producer. Oh, your woman's beating on you? Well, man up. But then, if he does decide to man up and unleash his violent nature on her, then guess what? Now he's the party that's in the wrong. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah, right. No. No. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I truly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. Gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact. They had to go ahead and find this woman in a suitcase. Oh, I'm gonna give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, he stabbed her in the gut and then slit her throat. So you know she had time as she bled out like a stuck pig. So I'm gonna give that a 45 as well. So Rakesh, the ruthless, gets a score of 150. Gentlemen, gentlemen, I implore you, if you are in an abusive relationship, you must leave. You have to leave. There is no going back. There is no, well, maybe she'll change. No, 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 no. Once things get physical, you gotta go. That's the end of it. Now, of course, people love to talk about something that I haven't heard in a long time, but it was something that was very prevalent. Battered wife syndrome. Do you honestly not believe that in this world, there is not battered husband syndrome? Yeah, we are at the point to where domestic violation towards men is not only accepted, it is viewed as comedy. Oh yeah, there was a particular YouTuber who I'm not gonna say her name, but she made her shtick what we like to call abuse comedy, to where she had no problems pulling a gun on her boyfriend to get him to quote unquote fall in line. And people thought that was hilarious. Yeah, it was a black woman. So of course, people thought it was absolutely hilarious. No, no, Yeah, that abuse comedy shit. The whole idea of public humiliation of men. No. Once again, mentioning Alec Baldwin and what happened to him on the red carpet. Now, we all know if that was the other way around, society would lose its mind. But once again, abuse of men, oh, that's par for the course. Why? Because this society wants to sit back and play, oh, women in the past used to get abused. So guess what? Men of today have to pay that toll. No, you don't, gentlemen. No, the fuck you don't. Woman puts hands on you. Hey, walk away if you can. But if not, hey, make your hands rated E for everybody. Like they're doing in Japan. Oh, yeah, I've been looking more and more into that. And yeah, the Japanese men are, like I said in my video talking about them, excuse me, they are putting boots to asses over there. Ladies, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. Because you keep pushing, man, and eventually there will be blood in the streets. At this point, it's unavoidable. But, like I said, gentlemen, if you can walk away, walk away. But, you know, not every man is going to walk away. There are some men who are going to be ready to catch that charge, and they are going to go the fuck to town. They're going to show you the true violent nature that a man is capable of. And guess what? Hey, it is what it is, ladies. You've brought this environment into play. And now, hey, whatever happens, happens. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women around the world who think that you can put hands on a man and nothing's going to happen, oh, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. Whatever power you think you have in your society, it will go out. Feminism and the idea that a man is supposed to restrain himself when you've gotten physical with him, that's going to go out right along with it. Because more and more men are completely sick and tired of being abused by women in their lives. And guess what? They are going to start striking back. And when you get that true equality, don't complain about it. Don't bitch about it. Just go ahead and take it on the chin like he did. And as we all know, gentlemen, as we all know, if you're going to go down, at least go down for doing something that you actually did, not being falsely accused of something that you know you didn't do. And with that, hey, ladies, more and more men are going to start putting boots to asses. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.